The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com. We'll cover what's hot in the arts and entertainment industry. Our guests will talk about projects they're currently working on and what they're about to do next. You don't want to miss today's show. Now, here is your host, James Barber.
Hey guys, welcome to the Star Power Hour. It's James Barber. Maybe I should call it James Barber now.
No.
I have to.
No, you can't steal my stuff.
My Twitter name is James Barber now.
It is?
It is.
Oh, that's weird.
Maybe you stole mine.
Maybe I did. I didn't even know.
Hey, so you're listening to the amazing Jennifer Aspin, who, those of you who have been following the show, she was actually one of my first guests on the radio show, and now we're on radio/TV.
Yes. Now you can see me, which is so much better.
And they can also see you on your new show.
Yes.
Your YouTube show.
My YouTube show, which is called Los Angeles Right Now. And and you can also follow me on Twitter, which is not Jennifer Aspin. I had to go with at Jennifer C. Aspin. My middle name is Charlotte.
Is it?
Yes. I had to put a C in there because there was already another Jennifer Aspin, which was so annoying. So,
well, there's also a James Barber. There's at James Barber.
Oh.
And he happens to be the, people were like tweeting him saying, oh, I just saw you in the show. And you're saying he's the press secretary for the British Embassy in Washington, D.C.
Oh, my gosh. At least that's a cool person. I'm not saying, Jennifer Aspin out there, that's not me, that you're not a cool person.
Who is she? I'm looking her up as we're doing
it. I have no idea.
I'm live tweeting. I can't live tweet because, well, I can live tweet now, but it's not really live.
No.
It's like not.
But what we can do is we can tweet when this is airing and it'll be live-ish.
Yes, we can do that.
Yeah, my friends were like, who's Jennifer Caspin? When I would tweet them when I first got my Twitter name.
You're verified, though.
Yes, I verified myself. Because, you know,
you verified yourself.
No. My publicist verified it. Because, you know, I remember getting this really hostile tweet from someone before I verified going, I hate. Can I curse on?
Yeah. It's no.
They
no
said,
FCC
they go,
regulation.
I hate people with fake Twitter names and shit people like you. I mean, they really went off on me because they thought I was doing a fake Jennifer C. Aspin.
Really?
As if, who would bother?
I would bother, because no. Guess what? I am Jennifer Aspin on Twitter. I can't even find Jennifer Aspin.
Now she's not even there anymore, and I could have had her.
Yeah, you could have had her. Yeah, have you seen this thing? Was it Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon? I don't remember, but it's like celebrities reading horrible tweets about themselves.
I have. I think it's fantastic.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that many attack tweets. Just one or two. You guys, get on it.
Attack, please. Come on.
I want to read them on Kimmel.
You have to do it. It'd be funny. I hate fake people who are shit people. That wasn't very funny.
You, by the way, you're somebody that I kind of wish that I had become.
You want to be a 6'4" man?
No.
With a beard?
Here's the thing. I, you know, on my YouTube show, Los Angeles Right Now.
Right Now.
I got to, you know, I co-created and executive produced and directed and starred and everything. And I got to, I could make my, like, sing.
Right.
And I sing on it because I am a closeted singer. I'm not a good singer on the show. Like, I can sing badly great.
Yeah.
And I did do How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Mm-hmm. Was the first thing I ever did as an actress in high school. And I thought, well, I must have a natural voice. But then Kristen Chenoweth took me to see that on Broadway recently.
Yeah.
And the woman that's in it is really brilliant. But I realized very quickly you actually didn't have to have a great voice to be in that role. Not that she doesn't have a great voice, but it's not that kind of
part.
Is it
at Jennifer Aspin who's playing the role?
is not at Jennifer Aspen's playing role. Anyway, I wish that I had actually trained my voice and could actually sing and like move huge theaters and places that you sing the way you do. Oh, I really wish I could actually do that. And well, I cannot wait to see you in Les Mis.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun. God on high. Because you know what's interesting?
I've never seen it.
You haven't?
I didn't even see the movie Les Mis.
I didn't see the movie either.
I gather from it that there's some people in pauper's clothes.
Yes.
And they're miserable.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I know.
And they speak French with an English accent.
Great.
British accent. You know what's interesting about it? Because I've only seen the show. I saw the original Broadway production. And then when I was in Korea directing, I saw it in Korean.
Wow.
Which was interesting. And I didn't watch the movie either. Although I've told this story. They're doing a musical based on Wolverine, a Hugh Jackman.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm playing one of Hugh Jackman's abdominal muscles.
Oh.
Yeah.
How does that sound?
Like this.
I think that's actually exactly.
Yeah. No. I didn't see the movie either. I just saw clips of it. But it's fun. But what's cool is that you actually went to college with the director of Les Mis, our version.
I did, which makes me double excited to see it. Brian Keight.
Yes.
I think he's great. He's a great guy.
Awesome.
So we were in the UCLA theater department together, though I think he was ahead of me by a year or two, but he's very smart.
Yeah.
And I think I was a little dumb at the time. I don't think he really respected me as a person.
he certainly speaks highly of you now.
Some stupid blonde like going, I'm in Midsummer Night's Dream. I'm the head of the fairies. Whee!
Content with Hermia. No, I do repent the tedious minutes I with her have spent. Not Hermia, but Helena I love.
Right.
Who would not change a raven for a dove?
I'm not going to remember any of that. Although I was Hermia's understudy. And oddly enough, I was in the play with Katie Lang's ex-girlfriend.
Really?
Yes, who also dated Ellen DeGeneres.
Really?
She was in that play with me.
Look at that.
Who cares?
Los Angeles right now. You know what's funny is that, do you ever, Robin Williams, one of his first comedy routines, it was like, I don't know what it was, but you can Google it.
Okay.
He comes out, because he went to Juilliard, he left Juilliard, right?
Yeah.
But he was studying Shakespeare, and he comes out and he does this Shakespeare monologue, and he goes, what news, fair Hernia? The moon, like a testicle, hangs low in the sky.
No.
It's hilarious.
Those aren't the words.
No, they're not. What news, fair Hernia?
It's Hermia.
Hermia.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Hermia.
It's not Hermia.
I played Hernia.
Did you really not know that? I just know one of my lines is something about thou painted maypole.
Maypole.
Yeah.
Thou painted maypole.
Because I was the understudy for Hermia, but I actually played the first fairy.
Right.
But Brian Keight did not respect me.
He respects you.
Now because I'm an accomplished actress.
Uh-huh.
But he was very smart.
He is very smart. He went back and got his master's in directing. And
everybody's got their shit together except for me.
You're doing pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah. Hang on. Are they coming to get me?
No, they're coming to
that
get
whole
me
thing's done.
Because I'm on fire.
You're on fire. I'm on fire. Fire. Fire.
I don't know that song, or I'd totally start singing it.
I just
with
made
you.
It up.
Oh, hey!
You like that?
Yeah.
Because we're on Los Angeles!
Right now!
How did you start that, the whole thing?
So, right here.
Actually, I saw that, actually.
Yeah, it was. I perform in this show every year, and I think you do most years. I think I've been doing it for about 10 years. It's a charity show for the Police Activities League in Hollywood. And a lot of celebrities come and do skits. You know, it's a variety show.
Yeah.
And this year I directed it. So I was like, well, I'm not going to be in it because there's too much to do. Yeah. I'll do like
take
a
that Brian
easy.
Kite.
Yeah, take that Brian Kite. And but then there was by popular demand, they were like, you need to actually be in the show tomorrow night. So I was like, I had been playing around while I was doing lighting design on the mic because I had to talk to people on the mic.
Right.
And I just started like talking like this on the microphone. And I just sort of came up with this character who didn't have a name yet, but I just thought it was so funny that when you hear yourself on a good mic,
yeah.
You really can get into yourself and the way that you sound on the microphone.
That's why every time I do, it was a routine prison transfer.
Right, exactly.
Because it just sounds so cool.
Sounds so good. And I thought I sounded good singing. I think I was singing to the lighting crew that night. I mean, you should probably ask them if I actually sounded good.
Okay, hang on. How did she sound? Because they're all here.
Thumbs up. I mean, it was really the mic. And then we had this marvelous writer, Christopher Smith, who I called up and said,
genius.
I've got this idea. This is at 11 o'clock at night. I pointed to Kelly Myersfield. I said, are you available to do the skit tomorrow night and to rehearse for like an hour tomorrow? She said, yes. And Christopher said, I'll see what I can put together. And he put together this skit that killed.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
By the way, I gave myself like 8 minutes and everybody else got 4.
Did you? I love it. I think I got like
director.
2.5.
I think I'm directing it again this year.
Really?
That's what I hear.
Can I audition?
You're a must in the show. You're like James Barber's in the show. He says he can't make it. Well, he'll be in the show. Well, he's really busy because he's touring. No. But I'm sure he'll make it. Like, you're on.
I want to do it so badly because I love it.
Yeah.
Christmas is my favorite time.
Christmas is a beautiful time.
Christmas time is here. Bring lots of cheer. Charlie Brown. Thank you very much. We'll be here next week.
I just sang with a Broadway star. I'm legitimate.
I'm singing with a verified Twitter person. Pump it.
Yeah.
Pump it.
Yeah.
So then what happened? So like...
Oh, so then but people had been telling me for a couple of years, you should do your own web series, you should do your own web series. And then I was trying to kind of come up with what that could be over time, but it all felt kind of forced to come up with a web series.
Yeah.
But then I realized that this could be a web series, and I kind of saw the whole storyline for the first season, and I realized as long as Christopher Smith would write it, I would do it. And as long as Kelly was on board, I would do it.
They're hilarious. I'm just laughing because we just watched one.
I know. They're so funny. We should show a clip.
We will absolutely show a clip.
Should reenact it.
Should reenact it. I have an idea for you for something, by the way, for the future.
I'm so glad because I'm not going to drop any names, but there is a very big Broadway star that wants to come on the show.
Does she?
She does.
She does. She's amazing.
You don't even know who I'm talking about. I could be talking about anybody.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The person that you know and I know that you're really good friends with and did a television series with you?
You don't know that that's who I'm talking about. I could literally be talking about the girl who's I met.
Ramin Kaurimilu, who's playing Jean Valjean on Broadway right now. Is he going to come?
I'm not hip to the Broadway scene.
End of story. Hang on, we got to take our first break. We're going to be right back with more Jennifer Aspen and more
Los Angeles right now.
And if you guys can guess who the big Broadway star is that's going to come on the show, you'll get a prize.
I'm not even saying anyone's coming on.
Yeah, because I know. You just said somebody's coming on.
No, I didn't. I said...
Don't eat a donut. We'll be right back.
No, I didn't.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals, log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4talent.com, and you can too.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. TheDebtLady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. TheDebtLady.com, your new best friend.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.
Yeah. You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus. Underneath the mistletoe last, it was a routine prison transfer.
Yeah, it sounds so good. The sun goes white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A fear in isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen.
The wind is howling like a swirling storm inside.
Couldn't keep up. Heaven knows I tried. Idina Menzel, that one's for you.
You did. It was great.
Thank you.
My daughter, like 2 days after the movie came out, we went to see the movie, and like 2 days, I have her on my phone. I don't know how she did it. Uh-huh. She knows the entire song after just seeing it once.
Yes, because there's something in that movie. My child, who's not even two yet,
yeah,
she wakes me up like this, Elsa, Elsa, I know you're in there. I start singing the song. She's not even two yet. Like there's some kind of kiddie crack cocaine in that.
I think they hit you with subliminal messages.
I don't know what's going on.
It's
but
ice.
It's not the ice. Something's happening. Just will Disney ever answer why they killed the parents off?
Well, have you not seen the conspiracy theory?
No.
Oh my God! You got.
Tell me, because I don't understand it, and I have to lie to my... Where's their mama and dad at? They went to a party.
Here's the thing.
What?
You can Google it.
Oh. Google it, people, because it wasn't a routine prison transfer. Mm. It's a Disney conspiracy.
What?
So what happens is, you know that Flynn and Rapunzel show up for the wedding. Did you know that?
No.
They're actually in the movie.
They are?
They are, and I can show you.
What? So, why is it a conspiracy?
That's because just here's the thing. The theory is that the ship that the parents go on is the same ship that Prince Eric is on that crashes, that Ariel finds Eric. Remember she goes up in Little Mermaid?
I have not seen Little Mermaid. This was before I had a child.
Ah!
I do remember that, but I do it better.
I want to go where the people are. I want to see.
I don't know the. I mean, I'm sure I will know.
You know, because before I did Beauty and the Beast, I was helping with the auditions and I was reading all the bells that would come in. Sarah Uriarte.
I don't know who that
she
is.
She went to UCLA too.
Would you have cast me as Belle?
Yeah, I would have. I didn't control it.
Beauty and the Beast. Wait, that was played by the lady who did Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, that was Angela Lansbury in the movie.
Yeah. That's not the song I'm supposed to sing as Belle.
No. There goes the baker with his tray like always. The same old bread and rolls to sell. Good morning, Belle. Exactly.
Good morning.
Yeah, Susan Egan did it in the original. She got a Tony nomination for it in the Broadway version.
Wow.
And I did it with Tony. I did it with Susie out here in L.A. And then I did it with Tony Braxton on Broadway.
Wow.
Who was amazing. Showed up to first day rehearsal completely memorized.
Wow.
Unbelievable. She was incredible. Love
her. What a
pal. Love her. Shout out to Tony.
Okay, why are parents killed off in every
season? So here's the thing.
Okay.
So the ship wrecks, right? And in Little Mermaid, Ariel comes up because there's a shipwreck. Something's happening, and Prince Eric falls off the ship. The ship is destroyed and sinks.
Uh-huh.
The theory is that the parents were on the same ship as Prince Eric. Ariel saves Prince Eric.
Yeah.
And then that winds to the fact that Rapunzel and Flynn know that the parents have died, and they're coming to pay their respects, and they're actually in the movie. You can actually see Flynn and Rapunzel in the movie.
This is quite a stretch for me.
It's not. It's there. You can see it. And so my daughters are going, it's Flynn and Rapunzel!
Wait, if this is all true, then the Little Mermaid is responsible for...
Yeah, the death of the parents.
The death of the parents and not saving Elsa and Anna's parents. By the way, don't let that theory get out, because then the kids will destroy the Little Mermaid.
Yeah,
oh, because
she's magic,
they love
though.
Elsa and Anna.
Yeah, but then you got a magic princess with some ice. Oh, I guess she could just freeze the ocean.
They totally beat the Little Mermaid, right?
But then
now
she'd be cryogenically frozen in the ocean. If she freezes the ocean, if Elsa freezes the ocean,
doesn't answer my question at all, James. Why do they kill the parents in every movie?
Because how many fairy tales do you know that are happy? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
I don't understand.
They stick Hansel and Gretel in an oven.
This is literally my child. Anna's sad. Anna's sad. Where's Mama and Dada? They went to a party.
Yeah.
On the boat. They're somewhere else. And then through the whole movie, because she's not even two yet.
Yeah.
Where's Mama and Dada? They're on vacation. And yeah. I have to handle it the whole time. Anna's sad. Why is Anna sad? No, but she's not sad. She's going to be fine.
Yeah, we haven't gotten
and
that
then
one.
It goes like this. I have to poop. those are my conversations with my daughter. We're either
like
talking
mine.
About Anna and Elsa or poop.
Look, I'm the same way. I was trying to Google a thing so you could see it.
Oh.
Look, the stories are me. It's like this, in my house, I was telling the story of my oldest when she was first being potty trained. And she would wake up in the middle of the night.
Nightmare.
You know, she's got this massive curly hair, right?
Yeah, she does.
And she's going to kill me when she's old enough, but I hold it over her head. When she gets married, I'm going to tell the story. No, I won't. Yes, I will. Sorry, what am I talking about? I've talked about it in concerts. And she's like leaning against me, right? And it's like 2 o'clock in the morning because she wakes up. She has to go to the bathroom. And she's leaning against me with her crazy hair, right? And I'm standing in front of her. And she looks up and she goes, Dada. I said, yeah, baby. She goes, I love you. And it was all I could do. I was like, and it went on for like 3 weeks.
The same thing?
Yeah. And then
she would poop and say, I love you?
As it was happening. I love you. I wasn't sure if it was a good thing or a bad thing. But now my littlest is like, do you have to go potty? How to go potty? How to go potty? How to go potty? It's like really fast.
Wait, how old is your youngest? She's a year.
Two. She'll be three in October.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So almost a year older than mine. Yeah. I called my friends after the potty training thing started because nobody warned me what a nightmare it is. Like, it's actually the worst part of parenting so far, except for the lack of sleep in the beginning, is the potty training, because I'm cleaning toilets 8 times a day.
Right.
And those little baby toilets, we have a little baby Bjorn pink toilet.
Yeah, I had the same thing.
There's no water in there.
There. It's Rapunzel and Flynn. And Anna, except she gets her hair cut.
Interesting. Right.
Yep.
Well, maybe they're just making a guest appearance.
Maybe. They get paid guest stars.
Okay. Right. Anyway, so the toilet, the little baby Bjorn toilet, because there's no water in it, when they go poop in it, it's just a smeared feces all over the toilet. So you're cleaning toilets.
Sort of like New York subway.
No, worse.
Yeah.
You're cleaning toilets 8 times a day.
Right.
So I call my friends. I'm like, why didn't you tell me about this part
where
I'm a professional toilet cleaner?
Well, you know, do you have the little seat?
I just got the little seat that goes on the potty.
Yeah.
We're moving into that to save me from that.
Yeah.
But it's still a flippin'.
It's a big thing. Look, there was a DVD. My sister's kids are older, and she sent me this DVD. Right? God, I sound like I'm from Philly. There's a DVD that you go down ashore and have a glass of water. I am from outside of Philly. And she sent it to me. She goes, trust me, they will love it. And it's a DVD from like 1980, and it's called It's Potty Time. And it's this crazy clown.
Uh-huh.
Like, they superimpose this man in the bathroom with these kids, which is a little strange. And there's a party, and it's, today is Bobby's birthday, and he is 4. And it's learning how to go potty. And I kid you not, they were riveted. And both my girls were potty trained by the time they were 2, before they were 2 years old.
I'd love that DVD.
Yeah, it's potty time! I did a whole blog about it. And Anthony Fedorov, by the way, he's playing Enjolras. It's a French name. Enjolras in Les Mis. He was came in 4th in American Idol.
Uh-huh.
Awesome dude. He and his wife, Jennifer Paz, who's a Broadway person as well, she did Miss Saigon, they're releasing, their new parents, on Father's Day, a song about potty training. It's about poop. And I listen to it. It's hilarious.
I have to have it.
It's great. But it becomes, your life becomes about poop.
I know.
Yeah.
Which I didn't expect. And then, God forbid, they actually go poop in a pull-up.
Oh, man.
That is a shit show.
Yeah, literally.
The real shit show. Because when you try to pull it down, you try to pull it down, it just as it comes down, it leaves traces all over their legs.
Yeah.
Because it's not like taking out
Does she do the thing like go in the corner and, like, our girls never did this, but I knew, like, our girl's, like, best boyfriend our oldest, he would like go in the corner and like, what are you doing, dude? And he's like, nothing.
No. No, my girl is a girl. Those are the boys that do
that. Yeah, I know. It's weird.
My friend Tracy Falco, who was on your show, has a little boy named Luke.
Tracy Nichols now.
Sorry, Tracy Nichols.
Yeah.
Who has a little boy. Yeah. Divorce. Okay, different name now. Nichols, Tracy Nichols. Okay, everyone's doing great. Anyway, so.
All right, we can cut that out.
No, you don't have to cut it out. It's fine.
I'm not cutting it out. What are you kidding me?
Don't do it.
We're all about controversy on the Star Power Hour.
That's right. So her little boy, when he was potty training, he would like take a poop in his pants.
Yeah.
At like whatever three, and he knew, and I'm like, you don't want to walk around with a cold poop in your pants, do you? And he's like, yeah I do.
And that kid's tennis is ridiculous.
His tennis is ridiculous. He's an amazing kid. I'm just saying, boys are different.
Yeah,
girls, I feel like Charlotte's like into the, she's a girl.
I know, my girls are girls too.
They're not like, I'm gonna go. Well, you're
like, he went to, he peed outside.
I was going to say that they don't crap in front of you, but yours does end says I love you at the same time. So I had to,
now it's like, dad, can you stand outside the door, but close the door? Okay, great. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not at that phase yet.
Yeah. Well, you will be.
Yeah.
And you know, it's weird.
What?
Oddly enough, you're going to miss the poop.
I will not,
you're
going to
miss it. I'm telling you.
That is a fat lie.
It's not a fat lie.
You're missing the poop.
You're not
going to
miss
me?
The actual poop, but you're going to miss the fact that it's like they've grown so quickly.
Oh, well, that makes sense. I packed up all our bottles. Yeah. It was like ripping off an arm.
Oh, it was crazy.
To put them away.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was sad. And then I said to my husband, I packed all the bottles and it was so hard. He goes, what's the big deal?
I know, that's how I am. I'm like, get rid of them, man.
Yeah.
Just get rid of them. All right, we're going to take our next break. Hey, stay tuned for more Jennifer Aspin, and we're going to talk a little bit about
Los Angeles right now.
And some more poop. Don't eat a donut. We'll be right back.
I'm like a trained monkey now. You point to me, I go, Los Angeles right now.
Right now. Los Angeles.
Right now.
Stay tuned.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
I need some mugs.
You need to get mugs.
These James Babar mugs. Yes. I love to say your last name. Babar, by the way. Are so chic.
Yeah. Hey, welcome back, by the way, to the Star Power Hour. We're talking to the amazing Jennifer Aspin, who's verified on Twitter. And
at Jennifer C. Aspin.
Jennifer
K. Aspin.
And I am at James Barber now.
James Babar.
James Babar.
Right now.
You can get these mugs. You know who designed my logo?
No, hold on. I want mugs with my name on them. I'm not saying you want.
Wait, why not?
Because I want my own name. That's what I'm saying. I want a mug.
No, but I want you to have my name because then, you know,
then I'll think of you when I have my coffee every
think
morning.
Think of me fondly when you say goodbye.
I don't have that.
Nighttime sharpens.
No.
Hide-and-see.
I feel like you need to go, you need to dumb it down a little bit for me. Like you need to go more like Madonna.
How about this? The music of the night.
No, I didn't even see Phantom. Did not
see, you knew what it was, but you knew what it was.
Because you put your hand on your face, and that's a half mask.
You said dumb it down.
I know what that is. I mean, I'm not like completely unplugged from reality.
Maybe Brian Kite was right.
He was totally right. I was so dumb. I feel like I didn't come into my intelligence until like, well, never. I haven't arrived there yet, but I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, you need to like go, give me a Britney Spears, give me some pop songs. I will sing them.
How about this one? This is not a current one, but.
Wait.
What?
Do you think Demi Lovato is like really bummed out?
Why?
That she recorded Let It Go, but everyone cares about Idina's way more?
You know,
like they
thought we'll
do the pop version.
Yeah, because
of this,
she's going to sell,
and that's going to sell, and it just didn't.
Well, Idina's ridiculously amazing.
It's an amazing, amazing, and it's the one that you like. All these kids kind of see is hear it.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, what a bummer, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that she was like, well, she's doing fine. She's adorable and she's great. But I'm sure that it seemed to me like there was a plan that it was going to go that way.
Yeah, total plan. That's how it always works.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's like, you know. Like the Beauty and the Beast tune, it was done as a duet with like was it Pebo? You know, it's like, or who did the original like the cover version? Angela Lansbury's didn't get out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean it's on the recording, but the main Beauty and the Beast theme
was sung by somebody else.
It was a duet.
You know what? That's kind of exciting now that like the people that really you know really have done the piece and.
Yeah.
The character and the singing that's being embraced.
Yeah, totally.
And who knew Kristen Bell could sing like that?
Oh, I did.
You did?
I did because I did the workshop of The Witches of Eastwick with her before she moved to L.A.
Wow, I had no idea that she could sing like that.
Yeah, she's awesome. I mean, literally, I was playing the devil, and she was playing the daughter of one of the people, and we were doing it in New York, and we're sitting in the rehearsal. I'm like, what are you going to do? She goes, I don't know, I think I'm going to go to L.A. I did this little indie movie and try it out in L.A. I was like, okay. Shabam!
She's adorable.
She's incredible.
Yeah, I'm really, I think that she's the bee's knees. What song were you going to have me sing?
I was going to do, I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
You're only singing that because you sound so good singing it.
From you. You know that tune?
I don't know that song.
Tell me all about it. Tell me about the plan you're making.
No, you need to think female pop songs.
Female pop song.
Which you probably sound great singing.
I don't know. Give me one. What's a female pop song? I'm so out of it right now. I've been my head's
womanizer,
been in.
Womanizer, womanizer, you're a womanizer.
I don't have any idea
It's not. It's Britney Spears.
Really? Who's Britney Spears?
Chick. Yeah, chick singing chick. She's got a Vegas shoe.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
You know who I love?
Hmm.
This. Oh, I can't do it because I haven't downloaded it. I love Christina Aguilera. Actually, I'm plugging in, but I didn't plug it in. Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
You like that? Or how about... It's not going to play either. You actually... Because she has barely any clothes on in it. It's like episode 6 of...
Los Angeles, right now.
You show up in your underwear.
I show up in my brassiere.
You can see Jennifer Aspen in her brassiere.
No, this is not my jam. No, it's not my jam. Right. You know what's great about Los Angeles right now is that it's actually my husband's production company, Captive. They produced it.
Yeah.
And so my husband was there on that day that I did
I would imagine.
My bra and my breasts and all of that. And all day long, he was like, let's just go in the bathroom. I'm like, get out of my face.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm like, you're supposed to be a professional right now. We're on the job. And he's like,
come on, let's
but
go.
You look so sexy right now. Don't you want me to tell you how sexy you look? I'm like, I want to do this. I want to film this and have some lunch.
And I got
to
say, I'm a dude.
Yeah.
Your husband's freaking like if I were a chick.
Yeah.
I'd be, your husband's hot.
He's so gorgeous.
And he's like, the dude, he's like ripped.
He's so ripped.
He's ridiculous.
He's an athlete.
I know.
Honestly,
he is.
He's an actor, but frankly, I think his heart is more in athletics.
Yeah, he's a, you know,
today he honestly asked me if he could not come to Charlotte's birthday party so he could go play a soccer game.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. And I was like, you've got, you know, that's not, we're done. No, we're done with this conversation. You're not. He's like, yeah, okay, I just thought I'd ask.
I just want to ask, can I come late?
No, he wanted to leave, sorry, he wanted to leave early.
Right.
Like halfway through to play soccer. And I'm like, you're out of your mind.
He's a dude, man.
I know, but no.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying.
Does he change, does he help with the poop?
He does, but he acts like a baby about it.
Right.
Like, oh man, I just had to clean this out. I just had to clean it. It was really, really bad. And you know, I've done like eight.
Yeah.
I don't know. Guys are kind of funny with the whole, with a lot of stuff.
But. I don't know. I'm a weird one because I'm like mommy daddy. It's like my wife and I will say this because I was in rehearsals and I actually stayed in Orange County, which is where we're doing it for 4 or 5 nights because it's just a huge role.
Yeah.
That she just, you know, she took the girls when I'm traveling. She's amazing that way.
Mm-hmm.
And really, you know, like handles them all the time if I'm not there. But, you know, she's got her own career and she works too. But I'm like in, like I put, you know, I help put the girls to sleep and, you know, bathe them. I mean, I'm like in.
Yeah.
I was a manny for a little while with my oldest daughter.
Wow.
Yeah. I just took care of her while my wife was working.
Yeah. I thought I was going to have that. I honestly thought before we adopted my spectacular child.
Yeah. She's pretty awesome.
She's awesome. I thought that David would be the kind of dad who was like super hands on.
Uh-huh.
And he's a fantastic dad, but he is definitely like the dad that wants to provide for the family and get out there and do the thing. And so I have to be like, can you give her a bath? Can you do this? Can you do this? He's like, yeah. Like he doesn't like those that I have to boss him around a little bit.
Yeah. Maybe he likes that.
No, he doesn't like it. And I'm horrible at bossing.
Get into
I'm
the
so
bathroom
bossy.
Right now.
What was it that Beyonce was like?
Who's Beyonce?
Beyonce, she makes soft pornographic films.
Really?
Yes, but they have to do with being married and having sex, so it's okay.
Nice.
She has a really cute little baby called Blue Ivy. I love Beyonce. I worship her.
She's pretty amazing.
She had like a whole Twitter hashtag that was like, it wasn't no more bossy. Bossy no more. I
mean, she's not going to wear Hugo Boss. Is that basically what it was?
That's exactly what it was
right.
about.
I can tell.
Yeah.
I can usually read into things.
Yeah. It was
just like I can tell who your
Hugo
big Broadway star guest is going to be.
I'm not saying anything.
You said you're going to have a big Broadway star on your.
No. Los Angeles right now.
And you know a big Broadway star.
I know more than one.
You do?
Look
Who?
At you. You're sitting
I'm
right
not a
next
big,
to me.
Anyway.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't know what I was going to say.
You don't know everybody that I know. I could know big people.
You do know big people. You know bigger people than I know. Because you're a star.
Yeah. I do.
I'm really close to the microphone right now. Can you tell?
I can. I can also get really close to the microphone. I feel like, what?
I don't know. They're going to love this show. There they are.
Wait, what do you mean?
I'm serious.
Like, not. I mean,
I'm totally serious.
It's time for me to divulge something about myself.
All right. Wait a minute. There's a thing that we do.
Oh.
On the Star Power when people tell certain things about themselves, like the Volge stuff.
Okay.
And it's this. We don't have anything because this is the first time it's happened. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, just say it?
Yeah, wait.
My freezer was always filled with dead animals as a child because my mother is a biologist, herpetologist, and my father, God rest his soul, he just passed a few months ago, was a botanist but also taught biology. So there were dead rats. We would pick up roadkill and put them in our freezer, squirrels, snakes, whatever. And so I would scare my friends with them.
Really?
Yeah.
We do that just because we like organic food.
Organic food? Oh, so you eat roadkill? My mother will.
Maybe.
It's definitely organic.
That's very strange. Well, it's not. I don't find it that strange. quite frankly.
That my mom would eat.
As long as you didn't have a human in there.
She's not going to listen to this, so I can totally say. No, but rattlesnake is actually really good to eat.
Yeah.
However, she would never, ever kill a rattlesnake to eat it. But if she found a fresh enough roadkill, mm-hmm. she would definitely eat that shit.
Like right there? Like when she cooked
not
it up?
Not raw, no.
Because I've seen guys that have eaten raw stuff, like Survivor Man, which is one of my favorite TV
shows.
Yeah,
but that's when you can't get food and you'll eat any protein.
I don't know. He was
Did
on
you know
television
that though. Larvae is the protein of the future?
And, is it really?
And, yeah, worms.
Live?
Not necessarily. White larva? But they're easy to make.
Yeah, and
this
you can also
taking a horrible
you know
turn
what else you
into
can do?
My scientific
You can also
background.
Stick them into your sinus cavity and close one of your nasals and shoot them out, and you can shoot them out.
James, that's disgusting. PETA's going to come down on you for doing that.
For eating? You're talking about taking
torturing larvae.
I am not torturing them. I'm ingesting them.
Remember when they got down on President Obama because he killed a fly?
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Hey, I'm part of the Earth Organization, for crying out loud. That was my gift to my cast. I made a donation to the Earth Organization.
The
Lawrence
Earth
Anthony.
Organization is a sane, amazing
it
organization.
Is.
PETA can go a little bit far.
Yeah. Greenpeace shooting.
Greenpeace is great.
It's great. I can't imagine getting in front of those whalers, those big whaling boats.
I can't
Holy
either.
Holy mackerel. We got to take another break.
We do?
Yeah.
I was just going to go into World Wife Foundation. World Wildlife Foundation. That's
Woof.
A good one.
Or World Woof. Worldwide or World Wrestling Foundation. WWF.
No.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. Don't eat any larva. Or maybe do because it's good protein.
If you need a protein source.
Yeah. Or maybe chocolate covered ants, but no chocolate. All right. We'll be right back with more.
Los Angeles, right now.
Stay tuned.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4Talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4Talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to our final segment of the Star Power Hour. This is James Barber on VoiceAmerica.com with the amazing Jennifer Aspen at Jennifer C. Aspen Verified on Twitter. I'm not verified.
I feel like you should get verified, or people are going to think you're the fake dude. Here's the thing. I feel like I should do your show in the character of Evelyn Stanhope.
All right. Do it.
What's the full title?
Of my show?
Yeah.
It's James Barber's Star Power Hour.
Like the full thing with your name.
Yeah.
Welcome back to James Barber's Star Power Hour.
I love it. Just don't do it in your underwear.
I told you I do this character sort of like Julia Child.
Yes.
Look, I'm going to cook a chicken.
Well, when Evelyn Stanhope gets drunk in episode 6,
mm-hmm.
she talks like this. Here's the thing. My mother, I'm just throwing her under the bus today.
Yeah.
My mother,
eating
who...
dead snakes, putting frozen dead animals in the freezer.
Absolutely.
Did she put them under your pillows? Like, if you did bad stuff, like, did you wake up and there's, like, no. a rat, like...
No, she wasn't torturous to me. Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
But, no, she watches PBS and nonstop, and she loves it.
Right. Like, PBS Kids or...
No, PBS Masterpiece Theater.
Yeah, Masterpiece Theater.
And she starts talking like that. I'm telling you, maybe she's had a little wine, and you'll hear her watching Masterpiece Theater, and she'll say something like, oh, no, don't do that. She's talking to the TV, and sometimes David and I, my husband, will sort of park around the corner just to listen. It's flipping hilarious.
Don't do that.
And she starts talking like a little, and then I would, one time I was like, hey, Mom, do you know where my purse is? And she goes, I don't, dear. I just simply don't. Talk like that at
it's
all.
It's like an Upper East Side lady from Manhattan who has way too much money.
Right. And so
I don't know what to do with your purse.
I don't know. It's like, yeah, it's like that New England thing.
I simply don't.
So Evelyn Stanhope, by the way, that was also a little inspired by, because I'm divulging everything on the Star Power Hour. Yes. My father was actually gay. And so he did tell my mother when I was 9 that he'd been having a relationship with another man for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know at the time. I found out later. But that was part of the storyline for Evelyn Stanhope. You know, this is because he was so obviously gay. My father, you know, people would be like, how did you not know? He had a potter's wheel on the front porch and a greenhouse and owned a nursery. And also rode one of those motorcycles that looked like a cop motorcycle.
Oh, right. Did he have chaps?
He totally had chaps and tank tops. He would disappear in the afternoons at Canario's, the local bar.
Right.
Anyway, I'm just saying it was really obvious. So that was part of the Evelyn Stanhope storyline. He's so obviously gay, and she's the last person to know.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't cheat on your spouse. Whether you're gay or straight, it's a bunch of bullshit and destroys families. But the bright side, it made for a really good comedy story arc.
It does. Hey, you know what I want to... There was a story, I just want to talk about it. This actor in Santa Clarita, I don't know if you read about this. Mm. They were doing... they're doing Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. And there was some dude in the audience who started screaming out horrible things. F-A-G, blah, 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 in the middle of the scene.
Whoa.
And the guy finally had enough. He's married with kids. And the guy kept doing it and doing it and doing it. The guy actually stopped, walked down, and confronted the guy in the theater. And they had an altercation. The actor pushed him because he was really ripping this guy apart. They fired the actor. Is that horrible?
What?
Yeah, they fired the actor.
They fired the actor for handling the guy in the audience?
Yes. Shame on you. I mean, I haven't had those things yelled, but you've had crazy people. I've had crazy people in the audience.
Yeah.
And I either just stop, or in my concerts, I'll deal with it. But I hate that kind of thing. Guys, you know, come on. People are people. So, anyway.
Well, I think that we have gotten to a point where, like, I mean, you do have the right to defend yourself if someone is screaming insults at you.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying you have to, you know, punch them out or anything, but you do have the right to handle it.
Yeah, if nobody else is handling it, I will handle it. I will not get physical, but I will either handle it or have someone handle it for me.
Absolutely, they should be removed. I mean, there's so many other people trying to have an experience.
They need to be removed from the theater.
They need to get out of the theaters and not be in the theaters with the people who want to be in the theaters.
When you purchase a ticket to the theater, you must know that it's live performance
There's
of people.
Human beings on the stage emitting words and song.
And they can hear you.
Yeah, you know I started in the theater, right?
I know you started in the theater.
And I have a degree, as we spoke earlier, from UCLA Theater, Film, and Television.
UCLA, as I like to say. Yeah.
Where I did Midsummer Night's Dream with Katie
Lang's
ex-girlfriend.
I can hear the falling rain.
I saw Katie Lang across the street in the Mayfair years ago, and
she's
that
awesome,
is one
man.
Hot lady.
She is a freaking
awesome
singer.
I saw her
singer.
And I was like, I find her attractive.
Yeah. I find your husband attractive.
Completely straight, and I'm like, that's a sexy
I'm
woman,
straight
Katie
too.
Lang.
I don't know.
What?
What?
I've drank a lot of your James Barber water.
Yeah, so listen, so Jennifer Aspen is going to get James Barber mug, so you can go to her website and order my mug.
No.
What?
No.
Come on.
I wouldn't have
Do you have a logo? Do you have a Jennifer Aspen logo?
No, I need one and I need a mug.
Well, someone that we both know named Mike made that for me.
Oh, snap.
Snap. Whack-a-tsch!
I know that whack-a-tsch guy. He whack-a-tsch can make my mugs too.
He was on my show.
Hey, listen, you know, merch.
Yeah.
You can really make a lot of money from merch.
Tell me about it.
I know a very famous stand-up guy, and I say very famous. He does really well because he flies to his private jets to all his things. He does well. It's the merch he sells. He's kind of like a dirty redneck kind of comic.
Get it done.
He's not that guy, but in there he sings a song about his penis. Anyway, he sells panties that have like his famous like a quote on the panties. He sells them out.
I'm going to do that at Les Mis. Merchandising is the way to go. Look, when I did Beauty and the Beast here in L.A., they had just gotten into the theatrical business. You know, they were doing movies. And merchandising, and I don't know how valid this is, but there was the talk that the merchandising alone in 1 week made enough to cover the nut of running the show for a week.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And when we went to Disneyland, by the way, and Lewis apologizes.
Lewis owes me.
He's going to see you. He apologizes. Lewis, this is for you.
Lewis, I'm going to heckle you when I come to see Les Mis and go, where's my ticket? Meet me at the pastry shop.
Outside downtown Disney. Yeah. But we went, and all they wanted were, like, my youngest likes Anna.
Yeah.
But, and Kristen Bell is actually, I mean, if you think about it, she's the star of the movie.
100%.
But everything's about Elsa. You cannot get an Elsa doll. So I got an M, and I just got an Elsa doll.
Oh, my. You know, I was wondering, I was like, when is that merch going to start rolling out? Because
it's already rolled out. You can't get it.
Oh, I see. That's why I don't see it anymore. How about this? Star Wars?
Yeah.
Well, Star Wars.
I have everything.
Merch is in Petco.
Is it really?
There are freaking Chewbacca, Stormtrooper, C-3PO, chew fucking dolls, four dogs.
As they should be.
I'm telling
when
you.
When you chew, the Darth Vader goes like, or when you chew Chewbacca, goes,
I didn't even touch it. I was so horrified. They're sort of like a cartoonized version, but I'm like, wow, they are going to hit. They have Disney-fied. They merch. They understand it. The movie's already paid for just with the chew
the highest
toys.
Highest grossing
from
of all time.
Petco.
Yeah.
No, I mean the new one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which is, did you hear Lupita Nyong'o is in it?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Nyong, how do you say her name?
I don't know.
Lupita Nyong'o.
I don't know.
She won the Academy Award for Best Actress for 12 Years a Slave.
No, I didn't know she was in it.
What?
How do I know she was in it? I'm not.
In what? Star Wars or 12 Years a Slave?
No, Star Wars.
She was just released this week. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I was going to be in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to crash the Star Wars set. You know, my mother.
They won't let anybody in it.
I'm coming. My mother drove me from Arizona, Prescott, Arizona, to the Chinese Man Theater.
Yeah. Or Man's Chinese Theater.
Or Man's Chinese Theater. Or it's something else now, right?
Nyama! Chinese Man Theater.
It's not even Man anymore. Anyway, when I was however old I was when Star Wars came out, because she really wanted to see it, and we drove across the desert to see it. I think she was trying to get away from her gay husband.
Right. Who played C-3PO. Does he have a C-3PO? Did he?
No, he did not have a C-3PO. My father's favorite movie was Neverending Story and Close Encounters.
There you go.
Is that gay?
Close Encounters?
I don't know.
Close Encounters.
Yes, of the third kind.
Yeah.
Why? Close What's the encounter. Third kind?
I don't know.
You actually see the spaceship and it takes you on it.
Yeah. Richard Dreyfuss goes inside.
Yes.
And he gets a sunburn. Guess what? We're out of time.
Mm.
I know. Will you come back and maybe we can have Kelly Masfield come in?
Yes, I would love that.
We can have you both on here.
She can actually sing. You know, she's a trained opera singer.
She's awesome.
Which I didn't know.
Her brother freaking rocks too.
Her brother's amazing. Eric Myersfield. I didn't know she could sing until this last year, and I wanted to hit her in the face.
Yeah.
People with talent, you wanted to do that, really? Yeah, because people with that kind of talent make upset.
Ow, Jen.
I just got you.
Yeah, except we're on camera. It didn't really work.
I know, it was fake.
I know. Mm. So,
yes.
They can go to YouTube and find
Los Angeles right now.
All right, guys, go. It's freaking hilarious.
It's so funny.
It is so funny.
People love it.
They do love it. I was literally guffawing as we were watching some of the episodes here. I would go right now. And I can't thank you enough for coming on.
I'm so glad I was here. I feel that we could sit here all day and
talk about whatever. I know. And your big Broadway star who's going to come on the show.
I'm not saying that.
Really?
No, I didn't.
Did you rewind the tape,
that's not what I said.
We're going to rewind it.
People like my
big
show.
Broadway star coming on my show.
No,
see, I told you, that's for you.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
All right, whatever. All right.
Los Angeles right now.
All right, guys. This is James Barber on the Star Power Hour. Tune in next week.
James Barber, the Star Power Hour.
Next week, we might actually have a round table here with Brian Kite and the creative staff of Les Mis. You should come.
I'm going to come.
And some of the cast.
Is Louis going to be there? Because I'm going to heckle him.
He probably will be. He probably will be. He sings amazingly high. It's amazing.
Good. Then I will yell amazingly loud.
Yes. All right, guys, at Jennifer C. Aspen on Twitter, and I am at James Barber now. Follow me, and maybe I'll get verified. I feel so sad.
You're real.
I feel invalidated.
You're real.
All right.
He's the real person.
I'm the real person. Don't eat a donut. Well, stay tuned. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thanks again for tuning in this week. James Barber will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, the arts and entertainment social network on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now go check out our site, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.